thing. Rocks? No, she said, rolling her shoulders now that the weight had been lifted from them. They're my books. Paradise Resort offered every erotic amenity, and the woman brought books? Interesting. Then again, he'd brought his laptop, but that was because this was more or less a research trip for his next book. He wasn't here to indulge in the sexual amenities the resort provided. Correction. He had planned to indulge in sex with Jenny before she conveniently remembered that she had a shoot booked in Bali this week. More likely, she was bored having him as her boy toy du jour and had already found another stud to satisfy her. Fine with him. He was getting a bit bored with her anyway. Come on in, he said, and we'll get this figured out. She peered in before gingerly stepping a few inches inside the door. He stifled a laugh at her timidity. She sure didn't fit the model of what he was led to believe were the usual type of guests here. Bold, adventurous, forward. Those were the types of people he expected to see this week. This one looked like a librarian. A librarian with a sexy mouth. Thanks. I don't know what's happened, but I'm sure the resort can figure it out. She was nervous, her eyes darting every which way. Relax. I'll call downstairs and have the manager find you another room. Take a look around if you want. She nodded and headed toward the balcony overlooking the water. The ocean breeze whipped at her hair, blonde tresses flying every which way. Holy shit. She had some body hidden under those clothes. He almost dropped the phone when the wind pressed her blouse against generous, full breasts. Straining nipples appeared ready to poke through the silky blouse. Hips made for a man's hands swelled against her pants. Fuck. It had been too damn long since he'd been with a woman. Damn Jenny and her globe-trotting trips. Ah, hell. It was over between them anyway. The sex had been fun, but the girl was the biggest airhead, and once he got out of bed, it would be nice to have an intelligent conversation with a woman. He'd yet to find one who could satisfy both his sexual and intellectual appetites. That hadn't happened since he'd been with Mary. He thought he'd found everything with her. What he'd ended up with was a one-way ticket to misery and divorce. Never again. Women were for fucking and fun. Not forever. The woman on his balcony had double D's written all over her, and not just her breasts. She was desirable, which made her dangerous to him. He quickly dialed the manager, hoping to get double D out of his suite as quickly as possible. Serena Graham stared at the man on the phone, her heart racing. She'd almost dropped her bundles when he'd opened the door. First, he'd scared her to death because she hadn't expected anyone to be in her room. And second, he was an Adonis. Dark hair fell in unruly waves against the back of his neck like that movie star she drooled over all the time. He even had the same intense blue eyes, the kind that pierce right through you as if they can see inside your thoughts. Hopefully, this man didn't have a mind connection to her. She'd die if he knew how she admired him. Too bad she wasn't gutsy enough to ask him to help her. Bad news, he said after he hung up the phone. She turned and watched him walk towards her. Bad news? They double-booked this room, and the hotel is full for the week. This could not be happening to her. She'd scrimped and saved part of her salary for over a year, bound and determined to grab some sexual excitement for once in her life. She'd read up on all the hedonistic resorts, and Paradise was the best. Unfortunately, it was also the only resort on this small island. She wasn't even sure she could get a flight back to the mainland today. What was she supposed to do? Sleep at the little airstrip until the next plane arrived? I see. Despair filled her. She sank into one of the cushioned chairs and buried her head in her hands. Give me a minute and I'll get out of your way. He studied her and seemed to be considering something, probably how quickly he could get her out of his room. She wasn't a sex siren.